Hi, this is Casey Treat. I'm pastor at Christian Faith, and we are excited to have you with us on our podcast. Thanks for joining in. I'm praying that you're going to hear a word that will inspire you, empower you to connect with Jesus and become more like him. That's what we live for. That's what's happening on today's podcast. So on International Day, I want to talk to you about international things. I want to talk to you about all nations and all people. When I was first born again, my spiritual father was a black man from Washington, D.C. Julius was in his 60s when I met him, and he became my spiritual father. That's kind of funny, isn't it? A white kid from Spanaway, and his father was an older black man from Washington, D.C. 4 years later, Wendy and I were ordained at Crenshaw Christian Center in Los Angeles, California, with a black pastor named Fred Price. His middle name was K.C., Frederick K.C. Price. I always figured that meant for me. And Pastor Price used to introduce me when we were together, which wasn't all the time, but once in a while, and he would introduce me as his white son. And now I'm invited next month to speak there at Crenshaw for their 50th anniversary. The church is pastored by Fred Jr. Fred Sr. has gone on to heaven, but I'll be there to celebrate with my family on their 50th anniversary. I remember when I was going there to ordination, a local pastor in the area, he asked me about ordination. I said, yeah, we're going to Crenshaw Christian Center with Pastor Fred Price. And this pastor, I don't think he realized what he was saying, but he just said it without thinking, isn't that a black pastor? And I thought, that's kind of the way of the world, isn't it? We judge things by the exterior. We judge things by things that God doesn't care about. And I want to believe that at Christian Faith, we're getting beyond that. When someone says, is that a white church? You say, no, we got the rainbow. We're taking back the rainbow. Let's be a church that really believes John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And the world is not America. The world is not one color. The world is not one language. The world is not one people group. It's so many. And God so loves everyone equally. He doesn't love your people more. You're not more spiritual. You're not closer to God. You're not better. It's something how we can get a pride about our country and we find some way to make it better than others. It's not godly. It's certainly not scriptural. God so loved the world, and so if we are going to be like Jesus, we also love the world. All nations, all races, all languages, all people groups. I might drop a few bombs on you today, so just get ready. You know, maybe the Lord is going to bring some renewal into your life. How many know that the Christian church is not white churches or black churches or Hispanic churches or African churches or Korean churches? churches. In fact, any church that has a name which segregates it and limits it is contrary to God, contrary to Scripture. So as a pastor, I get irritated, frustrated, driving by churches who have basically said, I'm not welcome. African American church. Okay. I have an African son-in-law. Does that count? I go to Africa every year. I have some Krugerrands. How about that? What are you saying when you label your church? Australian church. Should we call it the Australian church? You have to be Australian to go there? Filipino church. I'm not welcome. People say about us, well, that's a white church. Well, obviously you've never been here. The pastor's red. But this is the mentality, right? And maybe we're not conscious of it. Maybe it just kind of goes along and we don't stop and think, wait, that's not who we are. We're not limited to one nation or one people group or one language or one color. And if people say Sunday is the most segregated day of the week, stop saying that and let's begin to believe we are one new nation in Christ, one new people in Him, and the color and all the other things are not what we're about. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, Jesus comes to His disciples and He says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore. So He's giving you and I the authority now as disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I've commanded you, and I'm with you always, even till the end of the age. So the Great Commission, the first commandment of Jesus as He's leaving the earth, is to go to all nations, every ethnic group, and make disciples. Help them, teach them, show them how to follow Christ. And so we are not limited to one group, and one group is not better or more loved than another group. We are all nations. We're all ethnicities. We are the people that have come to the Lord. God only sees two people groups on the earth. He sees those in Christ and those He wants to come into Christ. He sees those in the kingdom of God and those He wants in the kingdom of God. That's the only difference that God sees. Because He's not separating people based on colors, races, languages, or anything else. By the way, when we get to heaven, we're probably not speaking English, so get over it. I so admire you, many of you who are multilingual. You can tell I'm not. I really do. What do you call someone who's multilingual? What do you call somebody who's got one language? An American. We got to, many of us Americans got to get bigger. And some of you are actually offended when someone doesn't speak English in a way that you can understand. Oh, it's getting to get quiet up in here. I'm speaking for some of my Russian friends and Hispanic friends and Filipino friends and all my friends who people are like looking at them like, you can't speak English? Hey, They're doing better at English than you are at Ukrainian or any other language. Right? So we get this small mentality, this not love, not embracing people mentality. And if we're following Christ, then we love all people. We embrace all people and colors and nations and languages don't hinder us. They're not a thing to us if we're following Christ. And sometimes it's hard. Right now we've got Ukraine and Russia politically at war. But in our church are Ukrainians and Russians. And so we love them both. We pray for them both. We want them both to be well. We want them both to be blessed. When I grew up, my dad had been in the Air Force in the Korean War. So he had some struggles with different people. That was his mentality, but he didn't have a godly perspective. He didn't have a biblical perspective. So some of you had parents, or maybe you yourself, have an attitude or a little glitch in your thinking about certain nationalities. They're lazy. They're stupid. They're whatever. You need to stop. You need to renew your mind. You need to begin to see through the eyes of Jesus and love all people of all kinds. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians 2 and verse 13. Now in Christ, you who once were afar off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Now you can get all the verses I'll read you this morning in our notes, in the media of our Christian Faith Church app. So get the app, look up all those scriptures. Some of you need to meditate on these scriptures. For he himself, Jesus himself, is our peace, who has made both one and broke down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, the division, that is the law of commandments and ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace. So Paul speaks to Jews and Gentiles because in his world and at that time, that was the issue. Jews thought they were the only ones connecting with God. And in some ways they were. But after Christ, all Gentiles are invited in, right? So a Gentile is anybody, not a Jew. In that time, it was Jews and everybody else. In Paul's world, Jews and everybody else. So Paul says to the church, God broke down that separation. There is no longer a separation. It's those in Christ and those who are not. It's not about Jews or Gentiles. It's about those in the kingdom and those who are not. And Christ made one new man. So every race, every nation, every tribe who accepts Christ, you're part of that one new nation, that one new creation, that one new species. The Bible said you're a new creation in Christ. You're a new species of being. Now, some of us hang on to our culture, to our nationality, and we love it so much, it's the most important thing, which is okay as long as you recognize your place in Christ is far higher than your natural nationality. We can celebrate our dance. We can celebrate our dress. You notice I picked up my international costume from Tacoma. So I'm bringing it. I'm bringing it today. Right? So we can celebrate our customs and those things about our culture that we love. But just remember, before you're Samoan, Filipino, African, Ukrainian, you're Christian. The higher calling is you're a Christian. You're one new person in Christ. And in Christ, we're all one. We're all going to go to the same homeland. We're all going to go to the same eternity. And when we get there, we'll be speaking a heavenly language. It's not a language we know. It'll be the language of angels, as Paul referenced in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So we'll all be speaking a new language. And we'll all be living in that new place. So we need to get over ourselves. Hey, by the way, America is not the center of all prophecy fulfillment. You hear some of these guys on television as if every prophecy is fulfilled somehow through America. Not happening. Never has, never will. But we just get uppity about our thing, right? About who we are and what we do. No, we are one new nation in Christ Jesus. Look in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Galatians 3, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. Have you ever heard someone say, well, I'm a messianic Christian? Messianic. Does that mean you're messy? You're messed up? What are you talking about, messianic Christian? See, that's not biblical. That's not godly. That's be like saying, I'm an American Christian. Better yet, I'm a Spanawayan Christian. Right? I'm a Russian Christian. I'm a Ukrainian Christian. Y'all need to stop. There's no messianic Christians, as if that's better than us normal hillbilly Christians. Right? There's no Russian Christians. There's neither Jew nor Gentile. We are now one new person in Christ Jesus. Stop trying to make yourself look better. Stop trying to be more than somebody else. Stop trying to push yourself and just exalt the Lord and be grateful for who you are in the Lord. Okay, so keep reading. Galatians 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither slave nor free. There's neither male nor female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. In Colossians 3 and verse 10, put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there's neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. If you're a Christian, you stand before God equal to everybody. If you're a Christian, you stand before God and you go into eternity with God equal to everybody. There's no poor folks, rich folks in heaven. There's no big shots in heaven. There's nobody that's above anybody else. It's just folks who believe in Jesus. It's just Christians who've received the Lord. And all the other things that we use to try to make ourselves cool or make ourselves better than somebody else, we need to stop. We need to say, you know, I'm a Christian. I love all people. I love people the same. I want to know more. I want to embrace people. You know, maybe we should all look at ourselves and say, is everyone in my group just like me? And if the answer is yes, then how can we change that? If everyone in your group is the same color, y'all are kind of bland. You need to add some spice. Huh? If everyone in your group is the same color, only people you're... That's the problem. Maybe you're not racist. Maybe you're not prejudiced. You're just uncomfortable with anybody not like you. Okay, how are you going to overcome that? Get around people not like you. It's not hard. Get around people and just love them and bless them and listen to them. Say, okay, I hear you talking differently than I talk. I see you view things differently than I do. That's good. I need that. I need to get bigger. I need to get better. If you stay in your small little world on purpose, you're a fool. You're a fool. Your world's little tiny. You have all this great, big, mighty power from God, and you live in a little tiny world. And anybody not like you, you don't even know. So let's get bigger. Let's embrace, and let's invite somebody to our life group that's a little different. Maybe their language is not perfect or just different, and maybe their culture is something you're not used to. Bust out of yourself. Take a step of faith. Love God. Love people. And let's get bigger. And let's get better. You know, it's easy to point at others and say, y'all should stop being prejudiced. What about ourselves? What about all of us getting a little bit closer to people who are different than us? And by the way, the politician is never going to bring people together. Politicians use this rhetoric to fundraise and to get votes. Hey, the fundraiser and the political action group is never going to bring people together. They're raising money to buy their own houses. They're not thinking, how do we make a difference in our world? So it's got to be us, Christians, real Jesus people, who embrace, who love, who begin to understand, and who actually love all people. Thank you so much for joining with us today. I'm praying that you heard something that will impact your life. If you'd like more information, connect with us at the Christian Faith Church app or go to the website at christianfaith.us.